listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday. What is it, September 27th, 2017? I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And, of course, Michael Kelly is joining us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
We'd like to welcome everyone listening to the live program as well as those listening to the archives. Appreciate you joining us tonight. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our nine abbreviated principles of belief as customary for this program. The first one's do no harm, do right. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Four, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Five, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Six, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Seven, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. Eight, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And nine, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And for more information on these principles of belief, please visit our site at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Just like to start out with wishing and sending all kinds of positive energy to those affected by Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean, and specifically to those in Puerto Rico who are American citizens. And, you know, we have students there, and just hope that they're hanging in there and they'll get through it one way or another. Just takes some time, unfortunately. All right. I also wanted to update everyone on Hurricane Irma that affected us here a couple of weeks ago, and that's why we had to cancel the programs for the last 2 weeks, because I wasn't sure when we would be back up and going. And as it turned out, I think for the most part in Florida, there was very little damage. We didn't have any damage at our house or anything. In fact, frankly, it wasn't even as intense as I had thought it would be. But, you know, some trees, we lost a couple of dead trees, but nothing big. And we were without power for 1 hour shy of 1 week. So, I mean, the power went off Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. on September 10th and didn't come back on till 4 p.m. the following Sunday. So it was about a week. We had a generator, but the internet was down for a lot of that. I had to connect through the phone, and it finally came back on, I don't know, probably Thursday or Friday, several days later. And then we got the power on Sunday, and so everything's kind of returning back to normal. There's a lot of, you know, we live in a wooded area, so there was a lot of small branches and yard debris type stuff, but nothing too big. So, and Michael, he didn't lose power at all, I don't believe. And so that's good. And our other boys didn't lose power, one in Sarasota, one in Port Charlotte, so that's good. They didn't have generators, we did, so it worked out fine. But everything's good. And people I've talked to, students and others, one of our students nearby here in Englewood, Florida, she said she had a little roof damage, but that's the only roof damage I've even heard of. In fact, I remember back in 2004 when Hurricane Charlie came through, I mean, everybody had tarps on their roofs, And I haven't seen a single tarp myself on a roof, so that's good. You know, it was just not as much damage, so I'm happy for that. All right, tonight, if you have a question or a topic you'd like to see addressed, please put it in the chat room there, and we'll get to that. We're going to start with a 5-card poll from our Inner Oracle card deck, and here in a few minutes, we'll see who would like to have a card poll. Dr. Hunter?
Well, in the first of our 5 cards is number 8, Balance and Order. And it reads, with this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what's out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. So that's the first in our 5-card gotcha. Spread.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
So the second one is number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
Yeah, that's kind of cool how those two go together. And I'll save my comments until the end. So you go ahead.
Well, the third one is number 30, greatness to deliver. Interesting. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness. And it does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world.
Yeah, good too. It's following so far.
Well, you'll like this one then. We got the wild card number 8, which is freedom.
Amazing.
A little story here. Freedom's a state of being. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. So as the fifth in our sequence and telling this story, as I see it, is number 16, which is the continuity of life. I think it's a really profound statement being made here to all of us today. Mm-hmm. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new in you. Stability and peace is assured with continuity in the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. So again, in order, we had balance and order, empowerment, greatness to deliver, freedom, and the continuity of life.
That's
so
great.
I think just as a story, it just reminds us about who we are. And putting some balance and order into life. And again, just really quite simply, it's about self-empowering and finding your greatness to deliver, feeling free, and understanding that all things are continuity.
Yeah.
And have continuity. So that's, to me, the message.
And see, and to me, it pretty much builds and balance and order, you know, getting, and I'm going to specifically direct this to balancing your life leadership paragon. And as most know, that consists of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and these three create self-completeness. So you're bringing those into balance, and part of that process is the empowerment part, where you take your power back, and that's very true. I mean, that is the panacea for about all the, you know, any ills you have. It's just take your power back, and that's how you get on the road. That gives you freedom, and that then in turn, in the continuity of life, means we move from one chapter to the next. You know, we may have a different expression of the meaning that we find in life, part of our mission, part of our purpose. And then we deliver greatness to the world. And so it's a great, they're all very common thread. All right. So
I see that we're getting some names already for people who would like cards drawn.
Might as well
and
do it.
So I think we might as well get started. Michael, if you're there and you can help us out too between the two of us, we'll keep it flowing here. And I see that if I have this right, Carrie is first.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, if you have your cards handy, maybe you'd like to draw one for Carrie.
Well, I do have them handy, as a matter of fact.
Great.
And let's see. Middle of the deck. Number 44, attitude and disposition. And enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little message there for Carrie. Can-do attitude. And I'm sure you do already, Carrie, but sometimes we all need a little reminding and that extra little bit of support that you can.
And I'm going to chime in because that's something that's come up in my little world in the last week or so, is the whole can-do thing versus can't-do thing. And I had to tell somebody, you know, I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do it. I want to hear all the reasons why you can do it. You know, my motto is, how hard can it be? There's people just like you and me who put men on the moon and done all kinds of amazing things, just like you and me. So whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. Don't come up with the reasons why you can't, why it won't work. Come up with all the reasons why it will work, why you can do it. And how you can do it, just focus on that, visualize it, put that in your mind and focus on it. You know, focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. So it's all about the attitude and the disposition that we have toward life. We can be negative, we can see all the negative in the world, or we can see happiness, because happiness is where you see it, and success is where you see it. And there's a lot of definitions of success. And we have to decide what our definition is and what brings us meaning and fulfillment, and then be about that and not let anything or anyone hold us back. It's our life to live. It's our path to walk. Walk it. And don't let anybody hold you back. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. And if they do tell you you can't, and that's their tune and that's what they sing all the time, then maybe it's time to reevaluate the relationship. You don't want people holding you back. There are plenty of people who will support you and who will cheer you on just as you cheer them on. So that's my two cents.
You know, there is an unconscious use of language that people use that I hear all the time when they say, well, I'm going to go see if I can't do this. And that's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're already set up to fail. I'm going to go see if I cannot do this. So it's just a reminder, if anybody has that habit, you might want to check in with yourself and start saying, I'm going to see if I can do this. So it's just changing the negative to a positive. By the way, Carrie has just mentioned that she got a new job, so it was very she could certainly relate to the card that was selected. Now we have Tabitha next, and I already went ahead and picked one for you, Tabitha, and it's number 4, past, present, and future. You know, I want to just insert here the 5 cards that we drew at the beginning. I have put them back into the deck and shuffled and then spread them out again, and it will be interesting to see if any of those cards come up again. So just so you know, I haven't set them to the side. This card is past, present, and future. Interesting for you, Tabitha. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are: you're accountable for your past, present, future. 2, don't expect others to do what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor. So I see that as like taking a little inventory for a moment before you move into that next step, or before you take on that next task, or if you're hesitant in the least a little bit, then just take that inventory, where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, and you move forward. I think that's a good little message.
Mm-hmm. It is. Good card.
So, Michael, I think we have Fran next, if you would like to draw a card for Fran.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to draw a card for Fran. And I pulled another one in the life skills suit. It's number 42, trust, integrity.
Did we pull that one last program for Fran or not, for somebody else? If that's true, put it in the chat room. Just, I know we pulled it recently. Go ahead, son.
All right. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the 2 most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Good one. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Jeff next. See? Jeff, I just pulled greatness to deliver for you. And I did shuffle those cards. I'm very careful to do that. So, greatness to deliver. And I'm just going to remind everyone what that card is with this, you know, a specific thought of message for Jeff. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness, and it does not settle for mediocrity. Boy, I love that statement. Don't be mediocre. And greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with a question. What do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Greatness, delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. Now, just for everyone to know, greatness to deliver doesn't mean you have to be rich and famous. This is about you being you and being expressing all of yourself in whatever manner fulfills you. That's your greatness. And really tapping into that and owning it and moving forward, that makes the difference in the world. So that's, I just wanted to, you know, clarify that as we were talking about it. And Jeff, we know that you already do that, but this is a reinforcement to you.
And I'd like to add to that too. That greatness to deliver is something we all can do and do. I said doo-doo. Anyway, the point is that we, you know, it's not that we have greatness to deliver as long as we have no handicap, or as long as, you know, we basically, you know, some folks can't see so well. Some folks can't hear so well. I can hear. Some folks can't think so well, and I am guilty of that at times, I'll tell you that. But the point is that we all have greatness to deliver regardless of what inabilities or disabilities that we may have. And everybody has something, you know, to one extent or another. But we also have our gifts, don't we? We all do. We have gifts. We have ways that we can find fulfillment and fulfill our purpose and our mission in life. And so we don't ever want to get down on ourselves or, you know, have the stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar says, about ourselves. We don't want to compare ourselves to anyone because we're unique. There is no comparison. Every one of us is unique. It's like Lily Tomlin says, what did she say? Something like, you know, you're unique just like the rest of us. It's kind of a joke, but it's true. We're all unique, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing. So we can deliver greatness uniquely in our own unique way, and that's a beautiful thing. So we want to pat ourselves on the back, step up, stand tall, and do our thing.
You know, I've gotten to know Jeff a little bit through the program, and I'd say that this is a pretty cool card for Jeff, to be honest. Jeff has come a long way in his life in the last couple of years, and he's doing some pretty amazing things. And I take my hat off to him and greatness to deliver. He's really tapping into that. So good for you, Jeff. Caroline is next. Michael, if you want to pull one for Caroline, please. Good to have you here, Caroline.
Absolutely. And I actually have one that I pulled. It's number 29, one of my favorites, Pay It Forward. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward right now?
That's a great card. In fact, paying it forward is part of what we do as metaphysical humanists. That's our work. You know, so if you're part of this church, ICMH Church, that's the work you do. You know, you pay it forward, you do the right thing, you help people when you can, and as the opportunities afford. And, you know, I don't know that anybody benefits more from that than the giver, honestly. It's one of those things. One older lady one time basically said it this way, that the more you give it away, the more you keep it, type of thing. So paying it forward and acting on those moments. I mean, we get students, one of our courses in, B1, one of the final exam questions is on paying it forward and doing the right thing, and an experience and that they've had in the past few days since studying the material. And we get a lot of interesting things that people do. I mean, it can range from, you know, buying coffee for the person behind you, or paying the toll for the person behind you, or paying for somebody's meal.
I think we might have lost you there for just a minute.
Okay. Am I back?
You are back, but I didn't get the last 5 seconds of what you were.
Okay. I was going to say there are a number of ways that students pay it forward, by paying for things like coffee, like tolls, like food in the fast food lane at the fast food restaurant. There's just three ways. There's many ways. Helping people who need it, helping somebody who's hungry. In fact, just a student the other day in South Africa related an experience about helping someone, a homeless person who was starving. And she, in fact, she teaches her children this too, and they kind of do it together. And so it made all the difference for that man, because he was literally starving. So anyway, paying it forward is the work we do. So that's a great card. Okay, so I think we're trying to get Dr. Hunter back.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I was here all along. I think
Michael's not here.
I'm here.
Oh.
Oh, you are? Wow, you guys are not. Okay, not showing up in my Skype.
Interesting. I have just picked a card for Darlene, and it's number 15 in the belief system knowledge base. So that's the name of the card that's on the face. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. And Darlene, I got to tell you, we're doing that all the time. And sometimes we just have those extra little moments where we say, I think my thinking needs some adjustment. You know, I see my brain as kind of like this big database where everything has to defragment and reconfigure at times when I get new information. So she just wrote in the chat, perfect for me, thanks. But I like that one. I like that card because it is the reminder that we are always changing our mind and is always with new information and knowledge.
Yes, great card.
I didn't see anybody else in the chat who wanted a card. Did you, Michael?
I did not, but I know that we have a real good friend of ours who's with us in the live broadcast tonight. I was thinking we might pull a third from the left or right.
I know who you're talking about. Hi, Zach. We're really glad you're here today. You haven't been on the show for quite a while. And for those who don't know, Zach has had a stem cell transplant for his MS. And he's been at home in physiotherapy, physical therapy, all kinds of therapy and medications. And from what we see, he's really doing great. And we're really happy to have you back here on the show tonight on the broadcast. I know Zach messaged me earlier saying, are we broadcasting tonight? And I said, yep, we are. So I pulled a third from the right for you, Zach, and I hope you don't mind if we take that liberty. This is number 26, energy signature. And of course, we see that people are mentioning in the chat that we've really missed you here. And Zach lights up a room just being there, says Dr. Angie. So there you go. Energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Boy, you've sure been through that, Zach. Review the present energy signature that you might be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what's healthy. Remove what's unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. So we know that you know that, Zach, but we're always we go through radical changes, and you've been through your share this year. There's always those little moments along the way, and I can attest to this, where I say, oh, there's something else in my signature I need to change or to work on. And I think this card is just a reminder of that. Like if you're taking inventory, don't forget it's the signature. So you know that we wish you all the best in everything.
All right, let's pull a card at random for someone who needs it. I don't know who.
Michael, go for it.
All right. And I have Invoke the Counselor Within.
Okay. So somebody needs this. If that's you, then pay attention.
There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Good card. Of course, that could apply to everybody.
I think it applies to me a little bit right now, too.
Yeah. I mean, we all need to listen to our inner selves. That kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier about walking your own path and not letting others detract you from that. To you know, not letting them get you off track of doing what you want to do, living your life. And I mean, I see examples of that, even with our students when they express themselves at times. Of course, I see it with, I have seen it with my work on Empowered Recovery, which is for alcoholic relationships, where the codependent person, the non-alcoholic, will basically surrender themselves, and they absorb the identity of the alcoholic or the addict or the abuser or whoever. And we don't want to do that. We want to walk our own path. We want to listen to who we are within, listen to what our higher self is saying. What's the path that we feel right about? You know, and the next question is, are you on that path? Hopefully you are. All right. So let's pull at least one more card for moi, and then we'll start wrapping things up.
Oh, well, you get number 2 in the wild card suit, and then some. When you've reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than's needed and go beyond what's required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you're leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to think about that one, because basically that's what I live. And so I'm going to have to ponder to see if there's some area that I have neglected to do that.
You know, I don't even think it has to be in a manner of neglect. I think it's a matter sometimes of when we have reached a goal, reached a level that, because we only dream within the limits of our beliefs, right? When you get right to that, when you get to that point, you say, oh, I'm here. And then a whole new reality or world starts to open up that you had never seen before, that you hadn't known before. So I think the and then some is always beyond what we could have imagined. So I don't think it has anything to do with neglect. I think it has to do with expanding our awareness, expanding our consciousness, expanding our you know, our skills that we didn't know before, because it's just beyond our what we thought was a limitation. So that's what I see it as.
I think that was very well put. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, those are great points that apply to everybody. So, all right. Well, that kind of brings us toward the end of our program for tonight. We appreciate everybody being part of this. And if you like the program, tell other people about it, you know, to the extent that you can, you feel comfortable, let them know. There's a lot of wisdom in this program and a lot of life skills and a lot of points that people can use and utilize to make their lives better and more successful and more meaningful and happier. I mean, that's just, there's so much here. And this is how many lifetimes of experience and lessons, hard lessons learned. So anyway, I hope that you appreciate that, and I know you do, and let others know. Next week we'll be back, of course, with a new program. And if you have a topic you'd like to see discussed, shoot an email to me, admin@icmhchurch.org. We appreciate everybody listening and tuning in tonight, as well as those in the archives. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.